I'm Ben Pugh, and you're listening to Impact, Parenting with Perspective, episode number 76. This podcast is all about helping parents manage the mental and emotional drama that comes with parenting teens, so they can focus on what's most important, building rock-solid relationships and having a powerful impact on their teen's life. Join me each week as I dive into real tools to help you and your teen turn struggles into strengths. Hey guys, I wanted to make a special announcement. This podcast is coming out on Thanksgiving. That also happens to be my birthday. And everyone knows the day after Thanksgiving is Black Friday. So we wanted to give you guys a special discount for signing up with us for a whole year. So from Black Friday to Cyber Monday, you can join either the Firmly Founded Parent, the Firmly Founded Teen, the Firmly Founded College Edition. Actually, you can join any of those. And if you sign up between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, you can get 20% off as our birthday gift / Black Friday gift to you guys. 20% off. Look for the email that will be coming out Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. Get in to the Firmly Founded Parent or any of our other memberships now, because the prices are going up in December. So not only do you get to save 20% by becoming a member for a full year, but you'll also get in and get locked in at this founding member pricing before our prices go up in December. So get in now. If you guys are listening to this on Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving, and I'll see you guys soon. Hello, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm going to try and get through this one a little bit quickly. I just had a quick emergency-ish call with one of my clients, and it cut into my podcast recording time, which was awesome because it goes hand in hand with today's topic. And I'll just kind of get through here a little quickly. Some people told me, man, I really like your short episodes. You're clear, you're concise. So we're going to talk about today how to regain parental control. Before we do that, though, guys, I want to thank those of you who have joined the Firmly Founded Parent membership. It is awesome. We are upping our game. It's going to be even better. And come December, we're going to do something awesome. We're going to add a few more things. I'll give you some more information. Actually, there's going to be a book club. We're going to study my brain just went blank. We're going to study A Christmas Carol in the month of December. There's going to be some other amazing things. So if you're not in the Firmly Founded Parent membership yet, go do it. And those of you guys listening to this live, I want to tell you happy Thanksgiving. And I want to tell myself happy birthday, because the day that this goes live is not only Thanksgiving, my favorite holiday of the year, but it is also Thanksgiving, my birthday. Oh my goodness, I am butchering this podcast. It's Thanksgiving and it's my birthday. So if you haven't joined the Firmly Founded Parent, come join in. December is going to be awesome. And right now we are going to talk about how to regain parental control. One of the things that I keep hearing from my clients is I feel like I'm losing control. And usually, right after they tell me I feel like I'm losing control, the very next thing that they say is, and I don't know what to do. I'll tell you, if you are like most parents, you've probably experienced this before and you felt completely out of control and lost. Like, man, what do I do? And if you're like most parents, this probably leads to fighting, arguing, power struggling, and overall just feeling like crap. And it's not fun. One of the hardest things about raising teenagers is realizing that you can't control what you used to control. And one of the hardest things about having step family members or mothers or fathers-in-law or you can't control these people. And when you realize this, you can start letting go. when you realize that you can't control your teenager, I want you to also realize something from your teenager's perspective. It's also a hard transition for them. They're realizing that, hey, mom and dad, they can't control everything. And they're starting to learn that they themselves are responsible for what they can control. The problem is, if you're like most parents, you're trying to control things that are actually outside of your control. You're trying to hang on to these things that you used to be able to control that now you can't control. Or maybe a relationship changed with, I don't know, step-parents or mothers-in-law or fathers or whatever it is. Things have changed and now you can't control what you thought you could control. So I want to tell you that the only problem is that you're trying to control something outside of your control. And trying to control things that are outside of your control, that makes you feel like the victim. That makes you feel disempowered because there's all of these things that you cannot control. And so when you focus on things outside of your control, what it actually does is it makes it so that your focus is on these things outside of your control rather than what you can control. And it also positions you as the victim. So if you've ever said something like, man, I feel like I'm losing control, I promise you it's because you're trying to control things that are actually outside of your control. When you try to control things outside of your control, you feel out of control and lost, which is why you're thinking, I don't know what to do. I'm out of control. One of my clients jokingly accused me of being a broken record. She said, I know what you're going to say. You're focused on things outside of your control. She was 100% right. That was exactly what I was going to say. And she was 100% right because she was focusing on things outside of her control. So I want to tell you, the problem isn't all of these things outside of your control. The problem is actually you trying to control these things that are outside of your control. So I want you to explore what you can and cannot control. One of the most basic yet powerful exercises that I have parents do is to create a T-chart identifying what they can and what they cannot control. It's super basic, super easy. Like we all learn this in school. Here's how you create a T-chart. There's pros on this side and cons on this side. The difference is we're going to create a T-chart with things that I can control on one side and things that I cannot control on the other side. Once you identify the things outside of your control, you can start letting them go. Once you let go of the things outside of your control, you can now refocus that energy on things within your control. So here are some examples of things that you cannot control. You cannot control your teenager. You cannot control their step-parents. You cannot control your ex. You cannot control your in-laws. All of these people other than yourself, your spouse, you can't control them. You cannot control, like fill in the blank, your teen, your spouse, your like whatever it is, all those people that we just mentioned, you cannot control their thoughts, their feelings, their actions, or their results. That's their model. The only thing you can control is sometimes you can be in their circumstance line. You can be mom. Mom yelled at me. Mom gave me a hug. Like whatever the circumstances, sometimes you can control that. You can't control their choices with their friends. You can't control their friends. You can't control their grades. You can't control their values, their beliefs. You can't control how your spouse parents or how they think you should parent. You can't control what your teen thinks about you, what they say about you, what they say about themselves or others. All of these things you cannot control. But the good news is there are some things that you can control. You can control you. Some of your thoughts you can control. We have 60,000 thoughts a day. I don't think it's realistic to believe that we can control all of them. But hey, you can control some thoughts, some feelings. You can control your actions, your results, your choices, your response to your teen and their choices. your response to their grades, your response to their friends, their choice of friends, your response to their values. But you get to control your values, your beliefs, your thoughts about them, your spouse. You get to control how you connect with your team no matter what. When you can discern between what you can and cannot control, you will have more power to let go of all of the things outside of your control. So, I want to teach you how to regain control. The only way to regain control is to let go of all of the things outside of your control. The only way to regain control is to let go of those things and then only control what is actually within your control. This gives you back a sense of control because you let go of all these things outside of your control. You now get to feel like, oh, hey, I am in control of this one thing or these two things. This gives you a sense of control because you've given even more of your control over things, or you gain even more control over these things because they're things that you can actually control. All of your energy that was previously spent on these things outside of your control, you can now go ahead and spend it on things that you can control. And that's powerful. That is so powerful. So I want to give you a few simple steps. Okay, five simple steps on how to control only what you can control. Step one, gain awareness. What can you and what can't you control? Awareness is always the first step. Start to understand what you can and cannot control. Do that T-chart. Control on one side, can't control on the other side. Be aware of the things outside of your control and be aware of the things that are outside of your control that you keep trying to control. This awareness will give you power. And this takes practice and it takes time, but I promise you it is totally worth it. Step two, practice letting go of what you cannot control. This one is hard. I just coached someone, the semi-emergency coaching. I told her things typically aren't really hard. They're easy. It's just easier not to do them. Letting go of things that you can't control is actually easy because guess what? You're letting go of things that you can't control anyways. It's just easier to hang on to them and to try and control them. But once you let go, I promise it is a total game changer. Practice. Don't expect yourself to be perfect. We're going to practice and we're going to get better and better. And just commit to practicing. Let go a little bit more each day. It will become more and more natural. And you'll start to find that the things always turn out okay. When you just let go of what's outside of your control, they tend to fall in place just as they should. And then you'll start to trust that, hey, things always turn out okay. Step three, give what you can control your energy and attention. We've talked about this briefly in the other sections, but seriously, as you let go of the things outside of your control, you're going to find you have more energy and you can put that extra energy and that extra attention towards things that you actually can control. And as you set your intention and practice this, you'll gain more and more power. And you'll start to find new things that you can let go of. And you'll find new little things that, oh, actually, I can control this. I'm going to stop blaming and I'm just going to take control of this. Step four, trust that others are doing your best, doing their best. This goes hand in hand with step number two, where we talked about practice letting go of things that you can't control. When you trust that others are doing their best, it helps you to let go of those things outside of your control. When you trust that things will just be okay, it helps for you to let go of the things that are outside of your control. Trust that everyone is doing their best and everything will be okay. And this will help you. And then last, trust that you yourself are doing your best. You don't have to be perfect. I've been studying and practicing this for years, and I still find myself holding on to things that I can't control. I still find myself trying to control my teenagers. But I promise you, I'm doing my best, and I'm still gaining more awareness. I'm just becoming more and more aware. And as I become more and more aware, I have more and more power to be intentional. I'm still finding things to let go of, and that's great. I'm still finding ways to control only what I can control. So this episode, I want to invite you guys, regain parental control by letting go of the things that you cannot control and taking that energy and just controlling the handful of things that you can control to the best of your ability. Guys, if you are not a member of the Firmly Founded Parent yet, this is something you can control. And you can pat yourself on the back for joining now before it's December, because guess what? The prices are going up in December because it's going to be even more amazing than it has ever been. So I just want to invite you guys, take control. Be the parent of your dreams. If you haven't yet joined the Firmly Founded Parent, come join us before December. Get in for all the fun. Happy Thanksgiving, guys, and happy birthday to me. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Impact, Parenting with Perspective. If you found any of this helpful and would like to get some one-on-one help with parenting your teen, head over to firmlyfounded.com/parent and learn more about our parenting membership today. See you guys inside.